It's an unspoken truth that typically all straight single men tend to swipe right on almost every woman they come across on dating apps.
Oh my God, my friends are the worst.
I can't believe that. You guys don't have any...
I totally do not do that. I am very picky, but like okay. Every guy that I know, he's right. It's like... Swipe right.
I guess
they can get.
They're playing the numbers game.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Guys are like, well, I'm not going to be in Luxembourg anytime soon, but never know. Yeah. Swipe right on this just in case. But what happens when you swipe right on everyone and you still don't get a match?
You need a hug.
I had a friend tell me that. He's like, I think my Tinder's broken, dude. I haven't gotten a match in 2 days. And I was like,
One man faced that dilemma 5 years ago.
Oh, no.
And he came to the logical conclusion, there must be something wrong with the app.
No, I'm sure that's sweet. That's called self-preservation, yeah.
We
Jeffrey.
Know this because his now girlfriend posted the complaint email that he sent to Bumble 5 years ago.
Dude, she blew him up? Are you kidding me?
This guy asked their team to go check if there was a glitch with his profile.
No.
The employees were probably dying.
He actually sent an email.
His email said, to whom it may concern.
Oh, no.
I recently have been active on your Bumble app, and I'm very concerned there's a glitch in my profile. For example, today I've been swiping right on every person, and I did not match with anyone. Not one. And don't get me wrong, I'm not gloating about my looks, but I should at least get one match.
Good thing, buddy.
Yeah. He goes on to say, I mean, my friend Peter looks like that guy from the Goonies, and he's still getting more matches than me.
Why you gotta throw Peter under the bus?
And he finishes the email by asking them to please look into the matter before telling them to have a nice day. And so Bumble got that. And a member of their support team responded.
Oh, they actually wrote back? I bet they get this more than we think.
Really?
They told him they looked into it, and there is nothing wrong with his profile.
Ouch.
They said, why do you gotta say that? You should lie to him.
They said, please remember, the more you play the game, the more chances you'll have to find a match. And they advised him that more photos that he puts on his profile will increase his chances of getting right swipes. And they say high-quality photos in particular perform better.
Yeah.
And it ends with, keep on bumbling.
Oh, I don't know. In his case, it might be like blurry photos, hats, sunglasses. Yeah.
Let's dumb it down a little bit.
Yeah.
That's
kind of a weird way to respond.
They're trying to give him constructive criticism, I guess.
I think they're just being very politely saying, your pictures suck.
Yeah.
Right.
They know. They looked at them. They have them. And we're guys. We don't know. Girls know how to take really good pics. We aren't good judges. Yeah.
Women don't care that you were holding a fish.
Yeah,
they don't care.
Yeah. I'm not on a hike.
Uh-huh. Well, it depends on the fish.
No. It doesn't. It really doesn't.
What if it's a really cute fish?
No.
Like a dog.
A dogfish?
Yeah.
He's on a boat and he's
fish.
Holding up a puppy.
No, not even on a boat. Get off the boat.
Oh, wow.
Unless it's a yacht. That's okay.
Oh, okay.
No fishing boat.
Okay. It's just where you take the picture is really important, I guess. Anyway, so he obviously ended up finding someone. And his now girlfriend posted his email on her TikTok at Jade's Wild Party 29.
Whoa.
That's her handle.
Dang, girl.
So the video got 2.3 million views.
Wow.
123,000 likes and a lot of comments.
Wow, yeah. Just threw her boyfriend out there like that.
Dude, she did. She's like, look how pathetic the guy I'm dating is.
Yeah.
Like that, I feel like that hurts.
Yeah.
One person wrote, hilarious, but that's a huge ick.
Yeah.
And Jade responded with, it's okay, I love him. We all do stupid stuff when we're young.
It was only 5 years ago, my friend.
If you're not young on Bumble,
it
doesn't happen.
It's not a thing, you're right.
Another person wrote, okay, but you're so pretty. He won in the end, and she replied we both won. Heart emoji.
Oh, that's sweet.
Good.
Because at first it sounded like she's really trolling her boyfriend.
Saying
mean things.
This whole story, though, it got us thinking, what other funny dating app fails have happened over the past year?
Oh, my God.
And so we looked a few up, and there's some good ones.
Yeah.
There's a girl who tried to flirt with a guy who had a SpongeBob quote in his bio. And so she wrote,
Mihoy Minoy,
which is a quote from a very famous SpongeBob episode.
Right.
So good.
And the guy replied back, sorry, I don't speak Spanish.
Dumb and a liar.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's like being like, I love football. And being like, oh, yeah, my favorite team's blank. And he's like, oh, I don't know them.
Yeah.
Like, come on, bro.
I love the Ravens. Yeah, I'm not into bird watching.
Yeah.
So, sorry. And you know guys like to send pickup lines to women all the time, trying to be really creative.
There never are.
And there was this dude named Matt who said, "Are you a parking ticket? Because you got fine written all over you."
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And that from the year of 1999.
The girl's response, "Are you my student loans? Because I don't want you, but you keep sending me messages anyway."
That
was a pretty good burn.
Yeah.
Or you can go with a possibly even worse pickup line, like this guy named Mace.
Oh, no.
He said, "Will you be my girlfriend? I left out the D because you'll get that later."
Oh.
But look at him. Look at him play hard to get.
Yeah.
You know?
There's no fish on his profile pictures, I'm sure.
I actually think that that's the rapper Mace from the late 90s. Yeah.
Anyway, coming up next, it's your phone tap. I left out the pee because I already put in Brooke's coffee this morning.
Ew, what? Brooke just drank that.
Phone tap is coming up next.
Why is it salty?